You see why Jesus loves the little children? Unless you become as a child, you can't enter the kingdom of God, right? One of the things that we love about kids here at Emmanuel is that they're not always out in the nursery, but most of the time they're right in here teaching us and teaching us how to hear, how to listen to Jesus and His Word. So how are you at hearing? If you don't know what this is, it's called a hearing aid. And if there's one thing I'm an expert at, I'm an expert at not hearing. You could even ask my wife. One of the things that I've noticed when it comes to hearing is the challenge, because when people don't know what a hearing impairment is, they oftentimes are walking away from you while they're talking, rather than facing you and letting you see their lips. I am an expert when it comes to not hearing. Listen, listen, God is calling through the Word, inviting, offering forgiveness, comfort, and joy. Listen, a voice came from the cloud and it said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With Him I am well pleased. Listen to Him." It was during the reign, or shall I say presidency, of FDR, late 30s, early 40s, somewhere in there, 32nd president of the United States. And FDR had to meet a lot of people and greet them at the White House, as people would kind of come and go, and there'd be these long lines. And he became convinced that people really weren't paying attention, that they really weren't listening at all. So he decided to conduct an experiment. And one day, as people were coming through and he was greeting them in the line, he kept saying to them, "I murdered my grandmother this morning." And everybody going through the line, they would say, "That's wonderful. That's amazing. You are such an amazing president. Keep up the good work, sir." Until finally, the ambassador from Bolivia came through the line, and he was listening. FDR said, "I murdered my grandmother this morning." And the ambassador of Bolivia said, "I'm sure that she deserved it." Listening is not always easy. Some of you have been around as long as me. Others are much younger. But in the 1980s, there was a commercial on television. E.F. Hutton. E.F. Hutton is my broker. And he says, and there could be all kinds of commotion going on, people talking, busy, etc. But when they heard the name of the broker, E.F. Hutton, for investments, everything stopped. Well, in 1985, the president of E.F. Hutton was indicted, 2,000 counts of fraud. And then it was Citigroup that took it over and disbanded it. So nowadays, I'm guessing most people aren't listening to E.F. Hutton. What voice is it that captures you? Is it that television show called The Voice? You know, where you watch these, I think it's the 10th year now they're doing this year. And people can come on, and it's called a blind audition. And Blake Shelton and some of these guys, you know, they're called musician coaches. And they've got their backs turned. They don't know who's singing. They can't judge by appearances. They can only listen and then decide. And there's audience participation of sorts. Well, what about the voice? The voice on Mount Sinai, the voice on the Mount of Transfiguration, the voice of Almighty God that continues to speak to us this day through the living and abiding Word of God. Jesus only. Listen to Him. In this season of Epiphany, we find ourselves now going forward in reverse. We look back tonight And we remember how this season of light and revealing began. It began with the journey of the Magi, following the star, the bright and morning star. And with the baptism of our Lord, where in a cloud the voice of God was heard, and the voice of God spoke, "This is my Son, my beloved. With him I'm well pleased." But in tonight's gospel reading, an additional word is offered. "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Listen. Listen, God is calling through the word, inviting, offering forgiveness, comfort, and joy. So, are we listening? And can we hear and not obey? Is that possible? Or is it really hearing? When we listen, does it go in one ear and out the other? Having a hearing impairment, I remember when my daughters were younger, they were in the back seat, they knew I couldn't hear very well. It was before I got hearing aids. I still can't, even with these, hear well. I have to work at it. And so they'd be back there kind of mumbling and saying some things. But it was one of those days when they thought they were pulling a fast one over me, when for some reason my hearing was good. And I could hear everything they said. And they're back there laughing, thinking that I can't hear anything. What is it that we're listening to? Whose voice is speaking to you? And where is obedience when it comes to following in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ? Well, to get kind of a full picture of the glory, glory, hallelujah that we see in this gospel of the transfiguration of our Lord, we not only need to go back to the baptism of our Lord, but you see how this gospel reading leans us into Lent? And it gives us a glimpse, kind of like the preview at the movie theater, of Easter. We can say Auf Wiedersehen to our Alleluias, because we know how this story ends. We know that praise the Lord for the gift of resurrection and Easter. It's kind of like the book of Revelation. We already know the end of the story. The Lamb who is slain has begun his reign. Alleluia! The Lion from the tribe of Judah, he's on the throne. God wins. And so do those who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are we listening? Are we hearing? Do we know that God has good news for us? No. For you? No. For me? No. He loved the world so much that he gave his Son. No. He's a giver. No. And Jesus goes to the cross for us. So what is it that precedes and leads up to our gospel for tonight? Do you remember Matthew chapter 16? Matthew chapter 16 is when Jesus is at kind of the base of Mount Hermon, Caesarea Philippi. And Jesus looks at his disciples and he says, "What have you been hearing? What are people on the street saying about the Son of Man?" Messiah. The book of Daniel. What are they saying? Well, they say he is John the Baptist, or Elijah, or Jeremiah, or a prophet. And then, catch the move that Jesus makes. It's a good one. Jesus says, "But who do you say that I am?" First, he's asking about the Son of Man. And now he says, "Who am I to you?" Are we listening? And it was Peter, that rocky man. Peter, remember what he says, "You're the Christ, the Messiah, Mashiach, the Son of the living God." And Jesus says, "Okay, but let's not kind of stretch our arm out too far, patting ourselves on the back, Peter, because flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. My Father in heaven, he has revealed this to you. Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jona. On this rock, I will build my church." and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Are we listening? The gates of hell will not prevail against his church. Emmanuel is his church. And the congregation that you belong to, the bride of Jesus, it's his church. And the gates of hell, because that's where Caesarea Philippi, you know, the cave of Banias, the god of the underworld, he's right there. And Jesus is saying, you don't have to worry about the gates of hell. They're hunkering in the bunker. But what's the church doing? We're in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. We're on the move with the sword of the Spirit in our hands. Because it's his church. And he promises not only forgiveness, but faithfulness to you. As you pursue the path of his righteousness, as you walk with a holy God who makes you holy and says, you are my temple. He is your shepherd, and he is your rear guard. Are we listening? Jesus says this to Peter, and then he gives him the keys. Binding and loosing. And two chapters later, he gives it to the whole church. The power to forgive or to withhold absolution. And Peter and the disciples, James and John, Jesus says sternly, don't tell anyone. Now, Peter doesn't like what he's hearing. Have you ever had that problem? Where we're not hearing what we want to hear. They call it nowadays in the media an echo chamber. Where we only want to be around people that are going to tell us what we want to hear. And it's just dividing and separating what God wants to unite and make one. Even his church. Jesus tells the disciples, this is what it means to be Messiah. The Son of Man must go up to Jerusalem, suffer many things, be rejected, be killed. And on the third day, rise. Well, Peter wasn't listening. Or if he was, he didn't like what he was hearing, because he took Jesus aside and he said, enough of this talk. No more of this stuff. He rebukes him. And after he's done rebuking Jesus, Jesus says, it's time for me to put you in your place. He says, assume the position, Peter. It's not up to the student to tell the teacher how things are going to be. Get behind me, Satan. Because you've got a hearing problem. You're not listening. This is necessary. And to top it off, if you're going to follow me, then you better pick up a cross too. Because what would save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for my sake, the kingdom, the gospel, they'll keep it. Are you hearing? Bonhoeffer was right when he said, when Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die. Bonhoeffer was right when he said, salvation is free. But discipleship will cost you your life. Are we listening? Well, that's the preface, the prelude, if you will, when we go forward in reverse. When we listen to Jesus and his word. After 6 days, did you hear that tonight as the first lesson was being read? After 6 days, the epiphany at Mount Sinai, the gift of the law. After 6 days, Jesus takes John and James and Peter up on a high mountain. And he's transfigured. They see a glimpse of glory. They see a glimpse of Easter. It's magnificent. And suddenly we hear a voice. But it's Peter. Oh, it's good that we're here. Why don't we build 3 tabernacles? We could camp out here for a while. And then while he's still speaking, the cloud on Mount Sinai, the cloud at Jesus' baptism, remember? We do if we're listening, paying attention, obeying, Shema, O Israel, the Lord is one. You'll love him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. The cloud, the voice, this is my son, the beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. Well, Peter, he's terrified, and so are James and John. And Jesus, if you were listening, Jesus came and he touched them. Rise. Have no fear. That's Easter language, you know. Rise. Have no fear. As they were going down the mountain, Jesus says, don't tell anyone. Until, you heard the word until? Until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. And then we get another passion prediction, resurrection announcement. It brackets this whole thing. And so the transfiguration story is a confirmation of everything that Jesus says and does is reliable. We can trust the Word of God. We don't have to cut and paste it or pull out the pieces that we don't like hearing. The Word of God is trustworthy and true. And the Word of God is Jesus Christ for you, crucified and risen. Faith comes from the hearing of the Word. And what is heard comes from the preaching of Christ, crucified, risen for the forgiveness of your sins. This is the truth. And Jesus is the truth. He's the way. He's the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. Are we listening? To listen is to pay attention, to hear, and then to put it into practice. Obey may be a four-letter word, but it's not a dirty word. It's about reverent walking with Jesus. Reverent walking with Jesus. Are we listening? Forward and reverse. A glimpse of Easter. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Remembering where we've come from. You've heard that voice. Tell me you've heard it. In baptism. You might have been like me, only 13 days old. I heard it. David, my beloved child, with you I am well pleased. David, listen to him. Listen to my son. He's your Lord, he's your Savior, and you're going to be raised in faith to praise him, to praise him. You've heard that voice. The voice of Almighty God speaks to you and says, your sins are forgiven. All of them. Because of the atoning sacrifice, the blood of Jesus shed for you. The blood and the body that you receive again tonight in the sacrament of Holy Communion. I want to close with a story. A grandpa and his little granddaughter. And they were in a busy area of town where the cars are going by and horns are honking and you know how traffic noise is. It impedes hearing. I know. And the grandpa says to his little granddaughter, shh, you hear that? Huh? Follow me. So grandpa and his little granddaughter, there's a cafe here, an outdoor one. There's lots of people there talking and people on their cell phones and there's the traffic and there's lots of noise. And grandpa goes over to this little planter box. He points to his granddaughter and he moves the flowers. And the granddaughter looks down and she says, it's a little bird's nest. And there's some little newborn birdies there. Grandpa, how are you able to hear that with so much noise? Grandpa looked at his little granddaughter and he said, "Watch this." Reached into his pocket. I should have done this. I should have had a whole pocket of change and just simply thrown it. That's what he did. He reached into his pocket, threw the change. It comes down, and all of a sudden, all these people that are talking on their cell phones, their computers, and everything, whoosh, almost like E.F. Hutton has spoken. And everybody is watching, and some of them are like this, you know? Like they almost, but they know they can't, they shouldn't. They want to get some of that money. And then Grandpa looked at his granddaughter and he said, "It all depends upon what you're listening for." That's how we're able to hear. It all depends upon what we're listening for. Moses and Elijah, they appear, they talk with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, but then they disappear. You know why? Because in the end, that's all you get. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. The Father and I are one. That's what Jesus said. And he sends the Holy Spirit upon us. Only Jesus. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yes. Listen to him. When he says, turn the other cheek. When he says, go the extra mile. When he says, somebody wants to sue you and take your underwear and your t-shirt, let them have your pants and your sweater and your jacket. Let them have the whole thing. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. He ends the Sermon on the Mount. There are five discourses in Matthew's gospel, and he ends it with the parable of the two builders. Whoever has heard my words and obeys them, they're like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Whoever hears my word and doesn't obey them is like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. And the storms come, the rains, the snows, the blizzards, and the house on the rock stands firm. The house on the sand collapses, and great is its fall. Are we listening? In John 10, Jesus says, "I'm the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep. I know my own know me. They hear my voice, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. And no one," did you hear it? "No one can snatch them out of my hands. No one. Go therefore." That's what the one with all authority says. "Make disciples of all people everywhere, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." It took place on another mountain at the end of Matthew's gospel. The resurrected one, Jesus, baptize them and teach them to obey all that I've commanded you. And are you listening? "Lo, I am with you always to the close of the age." And God's people said, "Alleluia, alleluia, amen."